The inauguration of Donald Trump is tomorrow. The Chicago Tribune reports that some 400 buses have registered to park in D.C., presumably to bring people in. But some 1,800 buses are registered for Saturday for the Women's March rally. Gloria Steinem and Harry Belafonte are honorary co-chairs. The mission is to send a bold message to our new government on their first day in office that women's rights are human rights. Marchers have been knitting pink pussycat hats, symbolically taking back the body part that Donald Trump was caught on tape saying he'd grab. Exit polls show that 54% of women voted for Hillary Clinton, 42% for Donald Trump, and his voters were largely white women. Part of the conversation is about recognizing that women are not a monolith. The march was started by a retired attorney in Hawaii who came up with the idea and then turned it over to others when it took off. That includes Vanessa Rubel, who created the culture website OK Africa with Questlove of the Roots. And she is a head of campaign operations on Saturday. She's in Washington. Vanessa, how's it looking?
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty excited about what's happening on Saturday.
And what's propelling you?
What's propelling me personally?
To go, yeah.
You know, I have to say that I personally was devastated by the election. And I don't think that this march is not about Trump per se. But I do have to say that I believed that my fellow countrymen and women would not have voted someone in who had displayed the values that Trump had displayed, and I needed to do something.
Well, you know, many of the people who voted for Trump are saying that it was a small minority of them who supported many of the things he said, like grabbing women's, you know, whatever's crotches. And the overarching feeling they have is that they're not being listened to and that they live in places that have been gutted by the economy. Might it not be sort of better for America if instead of you all marching on Saturday and them all meeting on Friday, there was some way to be together? You know, some kind of communication between the two.
So I think that the main difference between the two groups might be that the people who are here celebrating the inauguration may not feel that our system is inherently racist and misogynist, which is what I think that I believe and many of the marchers believe. And I think that we're done with that. We will be here. Our voice will be heard. And that's why we're coming, to fight against those policies and a world that is unjust. Yeah. At a very basic level.
Take the misogyny first. We have all these people who are knitting these pink hats that they're going to be wearing with, of course, a serious purpose, you know, taking back the body part that Donald Trump said that he grabs. But Petula Dvorak writes in The Washington Post that you need purpose, not pussycat hats. She compared the hats to bra burning. This was the myth that feminists did that at protests in the 60s. But that myth was used to minimize the movement, to belittle those women. It seemed like such a caricature. Do you worry that this will get caricatured?
Are we speaking specifically about the pink pussy hats? I mean, I don't really have anything to say about them. I think women get caricatured in general. I think if a woman is strong and bold, she's told she's pushy and arrogant. So I don't think that women marching in particular would be any different from any other kind of person marching.
Yeah. You also mentioned racism, and there have been some tensions there. The New York Times reported on a white South Carolina woman who canceled her plans to go because she saw, you know, back and forth posts on Facebook about black march volunteers telling their white allies to listen more and talk less. And this white woman was puzzled and didn't understand why there was a distinction being made. You're white. You're a co-president of a culture website, OK Africa. What is your sense of that? Gloria Steinem says that it's called intersectionality, this, you know, white women acknowledging, you know, that maybe we do need to have conversations about what white women don't know about what black women go through.
I think that's absolutely right. We do need to have much more uncomfortable conversations about race. At least in my lifetime, I don't think that the races have ever felt so divided. And I think part of the reason of that is previous waves of feminism have largely missed a lot of the issues that are most crucial to marginalized communities, such as African-American communities. And I think that this march is really changing that.
What would you want to hear from a President Trump that may make you feel you've been heard.
I don't think there's anything Trump could say that would make me feel really heard. What would make me feel really heard is to pass legislation that protects our most marginalized communities.
That's Vanessa Rubel, head of campaign operations for this Saturday's Women's March on Washington. She's co-founder and co-president of the culture website OK Africa. Vanessa, best to you on Saturday.
Thank you.